Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Choke Points, American Power in the Age of Economic Warfare by Edward Fishman, examines how the United States has increasingly relied on economic tools, rather than traditional military force, to pursue national security goals. The book frames modern statecraft around control of critical nodes in the global economy, such as payment networks, high-end technologies, shipping routes, and commodity markets that can be used to pressure rivals and deter aggression. Fishman, a former U.S. government official involved in sanctions policy, explores how measures like financial sanctions, export controls, and investment restrictions moved from niche instruments into central pillars of American strategy. The narrative situates these tactics within major geopolitical confrontations, including Iran, Russia, and strategic competition with China, while also highlighting the unintended consequences of weaponizing interdependence. By focusing on how choke points function and how adversaries adapt, the book offers a grounded guide to the mechanics, promises, and risks of economic warfare in a deeply connected world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economic warfare becomes core U.S. strategy. A central theme is the shift from using sanctions as symbolic punishment to treating economic coercion as a primary tool of power. The book traces how U.S. influence over global finance and trade architecture made it possible to impose costs at scale without deploying troops. It explains why this approach gained appeal after costly military interventions and amid rising great power competition. Fishman emphasizes that modern economic warfare is not just about tariffs or embargoes. It is about shaping incentives and constraining capabilities by targeting what a state needs to fund itself, acquire technology, and access markets. The discussion highlights how policymakers choose between broad measures that can destabilize whole economies and targeted measures aimed at elites, key firms, or strategic sectors. It also clarifies how these tools depend on credibility, intelligence, and careful calibration, because overuse can reduce effectiveness. By presenting economic power as a form of statecraft with its own doctrine, the book helps readers understand why economic actions now often set the tempo of foreign policy, and why debates over sanctions and controls are really debates about how the United States should lead in an interdependent world. Secondly, financial choke points and the leverage of the dollar system. The book explains how the U.S. role in global finance creates outsized leverage, especially through the dollar, correspondent banking, and regulatory reach. It shows how restricting access to the U.S. financial system can become a powerful deterrent because most international trade and investment flows touch dollar clearing at some point. Fishman examines the logic of measures such as blocking sanctions, secondary sanctions, and anti-money laundering actions, which can isolate targeted actors by making global banks and companies fear losing access to U.S. markets. This topic also addresses the operational realities behind financial pressure, identifying networks, coordinating with allies, and ensuring enforcement is credible. At the same time, the book highlights strategic trade-offs. If financial sanctions become routine, targeted states may invest in alternative payment channels, build reserves differently, or deepen ties with non-aligned partners. The reader gains insight into why even effective sanctions can produce long-term costs, including fragmentation of financial networks and reduced cooperation with allies if measures are seen as extraterritorial. The takeaway is that dollar-based leverage is real, but not limitless, and it must be managed as a strategic asset rather than a default response. Thirdly, technology controls and the fight over supply chains. Another major topic is how competition increasingly centers on technology and the supply chains that produce it. Fishman discusses export controls, entity listings, and investment screening as tools designed to slow an adversary's military modernization and industrial upgrading. The book frames advanced semiconductors, manufacturing equipment, and data-related technologies as critical choke points because a small number of firms and countries control key stages of production. It explains why restricting access to these nodes can have compounding effects, limiting not only what a rival can buy today, but also what it can design and manufacture tomorrow. The narrative also underscores the complexity of technology measures compared to classic sanctions. Controls require technical precision, close work with industry, and alignment with allies who hold complementary capabilities. Poorly designed restrictions can backfire by incentivizing domestic substitution, pushing business to competitors, or undermining innovation at home. The book also addresses the political economy of these decisions, since governments must balance national security with the cost imposed on their own firms and consumers. Readers come away with a clearer view of why supply chain security is now a strategic concern and why technology policy has become inseparable from geopolitics. Fourthly, energy and commodity choke points in conflicts with Iran and Russia. Fishman uses prominent cases to show how energy markets function as choke points and why commodity pressure can be both potent and risky. The book explores how restrictions on oil exports, shipping, insurance, and revenue collection have been used to constrain states that rely on resource income. It explains how measures aimed at Iran's oil sales and Russia's energy earnings illustrate different strategies. Sometimes the goal is to reduce volume, other times it is to reduce revenue while keeping markets supplied to avoid global price spikes. This topic highlights the importance of coalition building because energy sanctions are hardest to enforce without buy-in from major consumers, trading hubs, and maritime services. The book also shows how targeted states adapt through rerouting shipments, using opaque intermediaries, offering discounts, or developing alternative logistics. These dynamics reveal that economic warfare interacts with market realities and that poorly timed actions can hurt allies and domestic consumers through inflation and volatility. By analyzing energy coercion as a contest between enforcement and evasion, the book helps readers understand why commodity choke points require constant adjustment, detailed monitoring, and realistic expectations about what economic pressure can achieve. Lastly, limits, blowback, and a framework for smarter coercion, the book does not treat economic warfare as a silver bullet. Instead, it stresses limits and unintended consequences. Fishman outlines how overreach can encourage rivals to reduce exposure to U.S.-controlled networks, deepen alternative blocs, or harden political resolve. He also addresses humanitarian and ethical concerns, including the risk that broad restrictions harm civilians more than decision-makers, and the challenge of crafting exemptions that work in practice. Another constraint is ally coordination. Unilateral pressure may be leaky, while multilateral pressure demands compromise and shared objectives. The book suggests that effective economic statecraft requires clear goals, credible off-ramps, and metrics for success rather than open-ended punishment. It also highlights the importance of domestic resilience, since coercion can trigger retaliation or supply disruptions that rebound on the initiator. The discussion encourages readers to think in terms of strategy, choosing the right choke point, sequencing tools, communicating intent, and planning for countermeasures. The result is a pragmatic framework that treats sanctions and controls as instruments that must be integrated with diplomacy, intelligence, and industrial policy, with constant attention to second-order effects. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand how global finance, technology, and trade have become battlegrounds, policy professionals, business leaders, investors, journalists, and students of international relations. It is also valuable for general readers trying to make sense of headlines about sanctions, export controls, and supply chain disruptions, because it explains the mechanisms behind these tools and why they sometimes work, sometimes fail, and often create ripple effects. The practical benefit is a clearer mental model of how power operates in an interconnected economy. That perspective can improve decision-making, from evaluating geopolitical risk and compliance exposure to understanding why governments prioritize certain industries and alliances. Compared with many books that either celebrate sanctions as clean alternatives to war or dismiss them as ineffective, Choke Points offers a more operational and balanced treatment that foregrounds trade-offs, enforcement realities, and adaptation by targeted states. Its emphasis on choke points provides a coherent lens for linking disparate policies into one strategic picture. For readers seeking a grounded guide to economic statecraft in the 21st century, it is a worthwhile purchase and a strong complement to broader works on geopolitics and grand strategy. If you would like to support Edward Fishman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.